Kurdish separatists and Turkish security forces have been fighting in southeast Turkey. The upsurge in fighting coincides with recent reforms Turkey has made over the last week in an effort to recognize the cultural rights of the Kurds, the country's largest ethnic minority. As part of its bid to join the European Union, Turkey has allowed the broadcast of Kurdish-language television programs for the first time, and the government released dissident Kurdish lawmakers who'd been jailed for 10 years. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Diyarbakir in southeast Turkey.
Tens of thousands of people lined the streets of Turkey's unofficial Kurdish capital yesterday to welcome the four Kurdish lawmakers on their first visit here since their release from jail. The crowd waved victory signs, as well as the red, green, and yellow colors of the Kurds. This woman watched the festivities and wept. "We've waited too long for this day," she said. "It's a sign that there'll be peace in the future." Much of the attention was focused on Leyla Zana, the best known of the four released Kurdish dissidents. Zana captured the attention of Kurds around the world when she was jailed in 1994 for addressing the Turkish parliament in Kurdish. Amnesty International called her a prisoner of conscience. Under international pressure, Ankara offered to release Zana in 1997 for health reasons, but she refused, saying it would have no meaning given the thousands of others still held in Turkish jails. Zana addressed the crowd on Sunday in Kurdish and called for peace, tolerance, and cultural rights. "My sweet brothers and sisters," she said, "you should have room in your heart for every culture, color, nationality, and language. But not everyone here believes Zana is a force for peace." Ahmet Buyukburç of the Diyarbakir Martyrs Association sat in an office plastered with photos of some of the soldiers, policemen, and teachers who were killed during Turkey's 15-year civil war against Kurdish separatists. Among them, he said, his brother, a conscript soldier killed in 1994.
"Bu ülke üzerinde ve özellikle Türkiye Cumhuriyeti'nin sınırlarında geceleyin..."
"It's because of people like Leyla Zana that many young people went into the hills to fight us," he says. "If it wasn't for her ideas," he adds, "many of the people you see on that wall would still be alive." The conflict that claimed some 30,000 lives came to an end in 1998 when Turkey captured Abdullah Öcalan, the leader of the Kurdish separatist movement now known as Kongre Gel. This month, after an internal power struggle that ultimately ousted Öcalan's brother, Kongre Gel called an end to its 5-year unilateral ceasefire with Turkey. To get to the group's bases across the border in the remote Kandil Mountains of northern Iraq, you have to ride a battered Jeep taxi for hours over bruising dirt tracks. Sitting in a mountaintop camp, Azia Deniz, a Kongre Gel leader, accused the Turkish government of not making enough reforms during the 5-year ceasefire.
"We want to change and we want peace and freedom. But if change, Turkish doesn't change anything, we must fight again. Until freedom. Until peace."
At the rally in Diyarbakir yesterday, Leyla Zana urged the Turkish government to end military operations in southeast Turkey. But then she turned to the crowd of Kurds and made an appeal to the guerrilla movement. "We have waited patiently for 100 years," she said, "and the situation demands more sacrifice. This call is for Kongre Gel," she added. "Tell your forces to extend the ceasefire 6 more months." Turkey's recent reforms on Kurdish rights are just one part of a broad government campaign to win membership in the European Union. The EU is to decide whether to start negotiations with Turkey in December. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Diyarbakir, Turkey.